الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أأنبئكم بخير من ذلكم للذين اتقوا عند ربهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله والله بصير بالعباد الذين يقولون ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار الصابرين والصادقين والقانتين والمنفقين والمستغفرين بالأسحار. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة خضيرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فناظر كيف تعملون ألا فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. الله سبحانه وتعالى has created us and sent us into this world so that we may worship Him and become muttaqi servants of Allah. The ultimate goal of our life is to become muttaqi servants of Allah. Because when a person becomes the muttaqi servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he acquires the everlasting pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to acquire taqwa, we have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through worship, we become muttaqi. And when we become muttaqi, we acquire the everlasting pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is right to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for His ibadah. It is also right to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to become His muttaqi servants. And it is also right to say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to acquire his eternal pleasure. Because these three things go hand in hand. If correct ibadah comes into existence, then taqwa will come into existence, and when taqwa comes into existence, eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be acquired. And eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be acquired without taqwa, and taqwa cannot be acquired without ibadah. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Rabb, alladhi khalakakum, walladhina min qablikum, that Rabb who has created you, and who created the people before you. So worship your Rabb, that Rabb who created you and who created the people before you. What will be the result of worship? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may become his muttaki servants. Taqwa will come into our lives through ibadah. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created the jinn and the human but so that they worship me. The only purpose of the creation is my worship. Because worship leads to taqwa, and taqwa leads to eternal pleasure. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. He has sent us into this world for a limited, fixed period of time. And He desires from us. He expects from us that we acquire His eternal pleasure by becoming his muttaki servants as the result of our ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this place a place of test and trial. So he himself has beautified certain things which attract our attention. So he has sent us into this world to acquire his eternal pleasure. In order to acquire his eternal pleasure, we have to become muttaki servants. And in order to become muttaki servants, we have to worship him. If there were no attractions or distractions, ibadah would have been very simple. So no test, no trial. Ibadah would have been very simple. Everybody would have engaged themselves in ibadah, and as a result, every person would have become the muttaki servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every person would have acquired his eternal pleasure. No distraction, no attraction. So there is no test. This world is a place of test. It's a place of trial. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has beautified certain things which attract our attention or which distracts us from ibadah. And this is the only test of life. If we become clever, if we become alert, if we become aware of what is happening around us, If we assess our lives, if we monitor ourselves properly and make sure that we are not attracted to something which distracts us from the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have passed the test. This is the only test. There are things attracting us, and as a result of that attraction, if we are distracted from our main course, from our main path, from Sirat-e-Mustaqim, we have failed. And those things that attract us, if they do not distract us from the straight path, from our main course, then we have passed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these certain things that He has beautified. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified for people the love for pleasures. Love for shahawat, love for pleasures. Love for khahishat, desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified love for khahishat, love for pleasures, love for desires. Every person will find within himself desires. I love this, 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 I like this, I like this, I like this. Some people love cars. They have desire for cars, good cars. They can't afford it, but they look at cars owned by other people. When you go into their bedroom, you see nothing but cars on the walls of the bedroom. Because I don't have desire for cars, and because you don't have desire for cars, you will not understand his intoxication as far as that particular desire is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified, He has decorated, He has adorned, He has made attractive desires. And He has put the love for these desires in all humans. I may be attracted by something, you may be attracted by something else, but we are all attracted during our lives towards certain things. And there are certain things towards which all of us are attracted. These attractions should not distract us from the main path. This is the test of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has Himself decorated these things. It is like a teacher asking a very simple question. Very simple. But he phrases his question in such a way that understanding the question becomes difficult. Not the answer. Answer is very simple. But he phrases the question in such a way that the student is unable to understand the question. And if he is unable to understand the question, how will he answer? Only a bright student who has worked very hard will be able to understand what the teacher is asking. So in order to test a person, the teacher has to do certain things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world to prove our worth. And He has granted us all the ability to prove our worth. And after granting us all the ability, now He tests us by beautifying certain things and making them attractive. زين للناس حب الشهوات. الله سبحانه وتعالى has beautified, has made attractive for people حب الشهوات, love for شهوات, love for desires. When I sit down to eat, I must have a glass of Coke, a can of Coke. I must. The desire is so intense that this particular person will not find peace until he has that can of Coke. For me and you, it may not be an intoxication. For him, it is an intoxication. Some people like cars, some people like certain foods, some people like certain drinks. The older generation who come from the subcontinent, at tea time they must have a hot cup of tea. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, coffee, intoxicated by tea. This is intoxication. Why am I using this word intoxication over and over again? Because when a person is intoxicated, he cannot differentiate between wrong and right. So when we become intoxicated with these desires, we do not differentiate between what Allah likes and what Allah dislikes. That is why I am using this word intoxication. Allah has beautified these things, and if He has beautified these things, then He has made it permissible also. But to a certain limit. So what Allah desires from us is that we do not become intoxicated. So we understand the limits and we use those items remaining within the limits. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified for our test? Minan nisa, women. Is marriage impermissible in Islam? What is the institution of marriage? Part of this institution is to fulfill your desire. Fulfill this desire through lawful means. So Allah has beautified women, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it lawful also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have put us in a more severe test. I have beautified these things, but don't touch those things until the hereafter. No. Minan nisa, women. Wal banin, children. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة, big heaps of gold and silver, large heaps of gold and silver. Desire, I want to accumulate more gold, more silver, more gold, more silver, more gold, more silver. And in this day and age, gold, silver, and equivalent to gold and silver, pounds and dollars, currencies. والخيل المسومة, very healthy and beautiful horses. Healthy, beautiful horses. And in our day, Ferrari, Mercedes, Rolls Royce, Lexus. والخيل المسومة. والأنعام, cattle. Rich people in those days owned camels, goats, cows. The more camel you had, the more goats you had, the more cows you had, the more wealthy you are, the more respectable person you are. Even in this day and age, if you go to villages, The more cattle you have, the more wealthier you are. The more cattle you have, the more influential you are. Because that is the wealth of the village. Walharth. Farms and plantations. Same even today, if you go to India, Pakistan, Africa. The more land you have, the more farms you have, the more plantations you have, the more wealthier you are. The more respectable you are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified things in this world. And He has beautified, He has decorated, He has adorned these things to test us. Because these things have attraction. Hubbu shahawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled in every human love for shahawat. Love for pleasures. Love for fulfilling the desires. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. Mentioning this very reality. That this world is sweet and attractive. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified it. When we were very, very young, toys was our desire. Toys was our pleasure. That was our attraction. It was a test when we were in our childhood. Toys attracted us. And if we did not have the supervision of good parents, then this attraction would have distracted us from progressing in our dini and dunyavi education. Then we grew up a bit more. Then sports become our attraction. If we are not careful, because now we understand a bit more, so even without the supervision of our parents, we understand what is good, what is bad. But we still need the supervision of our parents. So if we do not have good supervision from parents, and if we ourselves are not careful, then these attractions, sports, they will distract us from those things that will bring us success in this world or the hereafter. Then we grow up more. And we reach that stage in life where adorning ourselves becomes the attraction. No more sports, no more football, no more cricket. Now good clothes, good mobile. In hot countries, good sunglasses. If we can afford one, a good motorbike. If we can afford a good car. Young boy, in his late teens, early 20s, his father is very wealthy. So you will see so many things that will adorn him. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala. Late teens and early 20s, yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahu sabse bala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, he was a great poet and very close associate of the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, this is your only obsession. In your late teens and early 20s. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. This is your only obsession. Rahu sabse bala. I want to remain right at the top. I want to be the number one. I want to be the gang leader. I want to be the coolest. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. Rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali. Ho fashion nirala. My adornment, my fashion should be unique where I live. I should be able to attract everybody towards what I wear, what I use. And part of that fashion is how I walk. The style of walking changes as well during those 10 years. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His qudrah and might brings it back to normal. But those 10 years, the walking style changes as well. Everything changes. All the style, how he looks at people, how he talks with people, the words he chooses, special words. How he meets with people, how they shake hands. They forget our Islami salam. That is also style. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved you and me from that type of attraction, we find it funny. But for them, it's attraction. It is intoxication for them. So two Muslims, when they meet, they will not shake hands with each other. It is something to worry about, my friends. It is something to worry about. Where will these young boys lead themselves to if they carry on with the same intoxication? Even in Qabristan, so many times, because majority of such people, they hardly come to the masajid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the tawfiq to come to the masajid and grant us the tawfiq to worry about them, have concern for them. May Allah give us the tawfiq to have concern for them. In janazah, you see a lot of them. If one of their friends passes away, at that time you see a lot of them turning up for janazah. And that time the heart cries. Heart cries for them and the heart cries for myself as well. Heart cries for them and for myself as well, that maybe Allah will question me on the day of Qiyamah for these people. Did you try to reach out to them? Even there you see them all greeting each other in their own style. They have even forsaken the greeting style of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They find so much pride in the other greeting style. Yehi tujhko dhun hai rahu sabse bala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. This is your only obsession. That I want to remain right at the top. My fashion, my style has to be unique. Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali thereafter asks a question. Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala? Oh young man, the one who is going to die one day, is this the type of life he lives? Jiya karta hai kya yuhi marne wala? The one who is going to die one day. The one whose ruh, whose soul will be suddenly extracted by the angel of death. Suddenly. May Allah safeguard all of us, my friends. So many people die whilst committing sins. So many people die while driving a car with their girlfriends. So many people die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes them right at the last moment. Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive them all. May Allah shower mercy upon them all during this month of mercy, and may Allah grant all of them Jannah. And it could happen to you and me. We may be involved in other intoxications. And those very intoxications may bring a bad death upon us also. The one whose soul will be extracted suddenly. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says, اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوع عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala says, when you have leisure time, when you have free time, when you are free, when you have nothing to do, when you are trying to kill time, I don't know what to do this Sunday. You woke up 9 o'clock in the morning, Zuhar is at 1:30, you don't know what to do between 9:30 and 1:30. You just going from one room to the other, bored. When you have free time, then utilize that time. Benefit from that time and do something good for the hereafter. If nothing, recite the Quran. If nothing, perform a few rakat of nafal salat. If nothing, sit down and read istighfar. Make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اغتنم في الفراغ فضل ركوين. Do something in your leisure time. Why? عسى أن يكون موتك بغتة. It is possible that death may strike you suddenly. كم صحيح رأيت من غير سقم ذهبت نفسه الصحيحة فلتة. Imam Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى says, many healthy people I have seen during my life. Kam sahihin ra'aytu min ghayr. How many healthy people have I seen in my life? Many, many healthy people I have seen in my life who have passed away suddenly. Zahabat nafsuhu sahiha. His healthy soul departed suddenly. Zahabat nafsuhu sahiha tu faltatan. Maulana Yasir Sahib's son, a few months ago, food, everything was ready, but milkshake was missing. Young boy, 18 years old. Everything was ready. Very healthy, fit, young boy, intelligent, clever. Everything was on the table, everything was on the dastarkhan. We've forgotten milkshake. Go and get milkshake. 18-year-old boy, he leaves his home only to bring milkshake and never returns home again. He passes away in a car crash. Zahabat nafsuhu sahihatu faltatan. People sleep at night, don't wake up in the morning. People go to work and then the janaza comes in. People go for shopping, janaza comes. یہی تجھ کو دھن ہے رہوں سب سے بالا ہو زینت نرالی ہو فیشن نرالی جیا کرتا ہے کیا یوں ہی مرنے والا the one who is going to die one day whose soul is to be extracted any time and who is to be made to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any time is this the type of life that he lives تجھے حسن ظاہر نے دھوکے میں ڈالا نو ہی شوڈ ناٹ بی لیونگ اے لائف آف سین ہی شوڈ ناٹ بی لیونگ اے لائف آف پلیزر دا ون ہو ہیز ٹو ڈائی دا ون ہو ہیز ٹو گو ان دا گریو اینڈ اسٹے ان دا گریو فار ایئرز اینڈ ایئرز دا ون ہو ہیز ٹو بی ریزریکٹڈ آن دا ڈے آف قیامہ دا ون ہو ول بی میڈ ٹو سٹینڈ ان دا کورٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اینڈ ہو ول بی آسکڈ کوئسچنز بائی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دا ون ہو ہیز ٹو کراس دا صراط انڈر وچ لائز جہنم He cannot live a life of negligence. He cannot live a life engaged in attractions which distract him from the straight path. Tujhe husne zahir ne dhoke mein dala. The apparent worldly glitters, the glitters of this world has deceived you. That is why you are behaving in this manner. Then comes the next stage where pride, the next stage after zina, after adornment is pride. After the age of 25, 30, pride of adornment only. In young age. Now pride in everything. My house has to be the best. My factory has to be the best. My shop has to be the best. I have to hang around with people of high status. My friend circle has to be the best. And always boasting. This is my friend circle. This is my factory. This is my business. This is my degree. This is my earning. My children. My this, my that. And thereafter comes the final stage. Accumulating wealth and increase in children. I have 5 sons. I have 5 daughters, alhamdulillah. And I have 60 grandchildren engrossed in increasing the family. That becomes the pride now. My family, my clan. And I have a lot of wealth. I have property in Dubai, property in Malaysia, property in India, properties here, properties there. I have accounts in India, I have accounts in UK, in Dubai, in Swiss Bank. I have so many shares, I have so much property. And thereafter comes the stage of departing from this world, leaving everything behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the worldly life. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. This is the whole life. إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُوٌ. لَعِبٌ لَهُ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ وَتَكَاثُرُ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. This is the whole life. And what goes with us in the grave? لعيب, لَهُ. Our toys, our sports, our fashion, our pride, our wealth, our children. What goes in the grave with us? तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आगे क्या किया सताया. तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया. For years and years, your childhood made you play. When you were very young, toys was your sport. And when you grew up a bit more, then a different type of toy. Sports. That is also a toy. That is also a type of toy. When our children are playing with toys and when we look at them, they are engrossed, they are enjoying so much. Sometimes it makes us wonder as to what is there to enjoy. What is there to enjoy? When the Ahlullah, the people of the hereafter, when they see us playing sports, that is how they think. What is there to enjoy? What is there to enjoy? And the very people, after quitting their sports, they feel the same. What was there to enjoy? When they realize the purpose of their lives. Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barso khilaya, jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu. Your youth made you insane. You were insane. You were not prepared to use even your logic. Wahy comes after logic. You are always following your emotions and your sentiments. That's all. Your desires. Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. And after this intoxication of youth, the phase of pride and then the phase of accumulating wealth and increasing the family, comes the old age. Now just before the grave, budhape ne phir aage kya kya sataya. Budhape ne phir aage kya kya sataya. During old age, so many thoughts, flashbacks, future, grave. Those people who have no worry about the grave or the hereafter, then I still haven't been able to accomplish this. I still haven't been able to accomplish this. I still haven't been able to accomplish this. Worldly worries. And those who are granted the tawfiq to worry about the hereafter, then the worry of the grave. My life of negligence, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, what will happen to me when Malakul Maut comes? What will happen to me when I go in the grave? Budhape ne phir aage kya kiya sataya? Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. Ajal tera kar degi bilkul safaya. The death, ajal, the death will come and it will annihilate you completely. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. This world is not a place where you put your heart. No, your heart should remain with Allah. The heart should remain with Jannah. Heart should remain with Allah. Heart should remain with Jannah. Just as a traveler in a 5-star hotel, he enjoys all the luxuries of the 5-star hotel, but his heart remains with his wife, with his children, with his parents, with his friends, with his home. So even whilst enjoying the lawful pleasures of this world, the heart should be attached to Jannat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jaga ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Duniya is not worth giving our hearts to it. It's not worth it. Because this dunya has never been loyal to anybody and it will never be loyal to anybody. Either it will leave us whilst we are still alive, or when we go from this world, it will not come with us. Dunya is disloyal. And friends are also included in dunya. Everybody is included in dunya. Wife is included in dunya, husband is included in dunya, children included in dunya, teachers, students, everybody is included in dunya. Dunya is very, very disloyal. So why give your heart to something that is disloyal? Why give your heart to something that you will have to separate from sooner or later? It will not remain with you forever. Ma indakum yanfad, whatever you have near you, your wife, your children, your family, your friends, your wealth, it will perish one day. It will finish one day. Wa ma indallahi baq, what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never perish. It will always remain. Yes, only those people who love each other on the basis of taqwa, on the basis of deen. That is not dunya. That is not dunya. And anything that is not dunya, anything, any amal, any action, anything carried out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is eternal, anything carried out for His pleasure also becomes eternal. So that friendship will remain forever. That friendship will remain forever. Maulana Muhammad Ali is my friend, I am Maulana Muhammad Ali's friend, and for the pleasure of Allah, we will not separate. When Maulana Muhammad Ali leaves, I will continually remember him, that my friend is in the grave and he needs my support. I will continually remember him. And if I leave first, then he will continually remember me. He is my friend, he needs my support. He is in dire need. And if according to me he is pious and he doesn't need my support, then I still need to help him to elevate his status. And he will continue praying, he will continue sending sawab. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-akhillau yawmaidin ba'duhum li-ba'din. Bosom friends, jigri dost, bosom friends, best friends will become enemies against each other on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because this world is disloyal. Everything in this world is disloyal. Friends will become disloyal on the day of Qiyamah. If not in this world, on the day of Qiyamah. I wasn't going to commit this sin. He encouraged me and he took me. The very friend who used to praise in this world, oh, It was enjoyment. It's a good thing you came and you reminded me. I had forgotten. On the day of came, he took me. And he will say, no, he took me. Or he will say, I only invited him, I only reminded him. I didn't take him at the point of a gun. I didn't force him. Al-akhillahu yawmaydin ba'duhum libadin adu. Friends will become enemies on the day of Qiyamah. Bosom friends, best friends will become enemies. And they will try their best to put all the blame on the friend. He will try to put the blame on this friend and he will try to put the blame on him. Illa al-muttaqeen. Except for those friends whose friendship was based on taqwa. They will remain friends on the day of Qiyamah also. They will start looking for each other. Where is my friend? And they will intercede. They will say, oh Allah, I would like to intercede for one friend of mine. Muhammad Ali, what is your condition? I am in desperate need for help. My evil deeds are more than my good deeds. So this person whose good deeds will be more, he will go to Allah and say, oh Allah, I want to intercede for one person. Do you give me permission? Without permission, nobody will be able to intercede. I have five friends. I would like to intercede on their behalf. Do you give me permission? Allah knows who these five friends are. Allah will say, intercede. And he will say, this person, this person, this person, this person. Allah will say, go, I have accepted your intercession. Take them in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand deen, my friend. And to become better. To change for the better. Let us become serious. Let us leave everything on one side. Everything on one side. All attractions on one side. And let us think with an open mind. With a fair mind. Kadam suye markad nazar suye dunya. This is our condition. Mufti Mahmud Al-Hasan Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, Kadam suye markad nazar suye dunya. My steps are going towards the grave. Kadam suye markad. My feet are walking towards the grave. Nazar suye dunya. But my gaze is towards the dunya. This is the Islamic Dawah Academy. And up the road is our Tablighi Markaz. If a person leaves the Islamic Dawah Academy and he starts walking towards the Markaz with Markaz in his mind that I want to go to Markaz, then his feet will walk towards Markaz and his gaze will also be towards Markaz. Not that his eyes will be, gaze will be towards the Academy and his feet walking towards Markaz. No. A person always walks towards that destination and his gaze is also towards the destination. But Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah, they said, this is our condition. Nazar, kadam suye markad. My feet are walking towards the grave. Nazar suye dunya. And my eyes, gaze is towards dunya. Why? Because these attractions are distracting me from my final destination. From my ultimate objective. Kadam suye markad, nazar suye dunya. And then he laments himself. Kadam suye markad. Feet are walking towards the grave. Every second is taking me nearer and nearer to the grave. Nearer and nearer to the grave. Ho rahi hai umra misle barf kam. The life is melting away like the melting ice. Chupke chupke, quietly, quietly, silently. Rafta rafta, slowly, slowly. Dam badam, breath by breath. So feet are walking towards the grave and nazar is towards dunya. Then he laments himself. He says, kidhar ja raha hoon, kidhar dekhta hoon. Kidhar ja raha hoon, kidhar dekhta hoon. Where am I heading to? And where am I looking? Don't trust this dunya. Don't trust this dunya. Don't trust this dunya. لِقَاءُ النَّاسِ لَا يُفِيدُ شَيْئًا سِوَ الْهِزِيَانِ مِنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالِ. Meeting people, intermingling with people, mixing with people, interacting with people, no benefit. Except for قِيلَ قَالَ. This person said this, and it is being said. This person said this, it is being said. I think somebody said this, I think this is happening, I think قِيلَ وَقَالَ. We sit amongst friends for 1 hour, 2 hours, and when you go home, take stock of these 2 hours. You will come to the conclusion that the result is zero. فَاقْلِلْ مِنْ لِقَاءِ النَّاسِ إِلَّا. If meeting people, intermingling with people, mixing with people does not benefit, then stop. فَاقْلِلْ مِنْ لِقَاءِ النَّاسِ. Stop meeting people. إِلَّا لِيَخْذِ الْإِلْمِ أَوْ إِصْلَاحِ هَالِي. Except for acquiring ilm, and to purify your amal and to purify your soul. Only meet people for these two purposes. To acquire ilm and to make yourself better. So meeting with parents, that is also a good amal. Meeting with relatives, it's a good amal. Going to see somebody who is sick is a good amal. Participating in janazah is good amal. That is okay. But majalis where gossip is taking place, just talking about here and there, this and that, why waste time? Why waste precious moments of life? And friends keep changing. Friends, I say to my young boys, when I explain to them youth, I say to them that when you were going to nursery school, before primary, nursery school, did you have a best friend? Everybody has best friends. Yes, I had a best friend. Then when you came to primary, your friendship changed. Then when you came to high school, again your friendship changed. When you went to college, a new friend circle. University, a new friend circle. After graduation, new friend circle. After getting married, new friend circle. Where is the loyalty? Where is their loyalty and where is your loyalty? We see this thing in this very world. On the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan, whom we are obeying at all times. On the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan, whom we are obeying all the time and disobeying Allah for His pleasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had clearly instructed us, and we read these verses daily, majority of us. Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam. Did I not order you, O the children of Adam? Allah will say this on the day of Qiyamah to all of us. Alam ahad ilaykum. Did I not order you, O the children of Adam? Allah ta'budu shaitan. Do not worship shaitan. Do not obey him. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen. He is clear enemy for you, open enemy. Wa an i'buduni. And only worship me. Hada siratum mustaqim. That is the straight path. But our situation is completely opposite. We are always disobeying Allah and obeying Shaitan. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order Shaitan and all of us to be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, Shaitan will give a brief lecture to all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us. May Allah include us from amongst those people who will go in Jannah. Those who have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who will be condemned to hell, who will be doomed to the fire of hell. Shaitan will speak to them and he will say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. He will make fun of us before our being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. He will make fun of us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I had made a promise to you and Allah had made a promise to you. The difference is, Allah had made a true promise to you, and I lied to you. At every juncture, on every step you were taking, you had two choices. In the morning, at Fajr time, one choice was perform Salatul Fajr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this promise, Man sallal al-bardain dakhala al-jannah. One who will perform the Fajr Salah, and one who will perform the Asr Salah, Allah will grant him entry into Jannah. This was His promise. And my promise was, first my promise used to be, you still have 5 more minutes. It's still 20 more minutes. If you get up now, perform wuzu, go to the masjid, perform 2 rakat sunnah, you'll still have 5 more minutes left. So, rest for 5 more minutes. This was my promise. If you got up again after 5 minutes, if your eyes opened again, I would make another promise. Today you are very tired. It's very cold outside. Rest for a while. Sunrise is 3/4 of an hour away. You cannot always perform your salat here. My promises. I made promises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made promises. His promise was truth and my promise was false. وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. But remember one thing, I had no authority over you. All I did was إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ. I only invited you, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, and you readily accepted my invitation. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي, do not lament me. وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, lament yourself for disobeying Allah and obeying me. Lament yourself. And remember one thing, I made so many promises to you. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. Today neither I will be able to help you, nor you will be able to help me. We will all burn in the fire of Jahannam. We are doomed now in the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَذِيرَةٌ. This world is sweet and attractive. This world is sweet and وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِيهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you into the world after other people who have come into the world and who had gone from there. Allah has sent you behind them. Just as other people have left before you, you will also leave one day. فَنَازِرٌ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah is watching you how you behave. Allah is watching you how you behave. Ala fattakud dunya. Ala fattakud dunya. Create a barrier between yourself and dunya. The unlawful attractions of dunya. That attraction which will distract you from the straight path, from the commands of Allah, from your goal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, my friends. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, from today we will control our nafs. We will control our base desire. From today we will make sure that these attractions do not distract us from our attention towards Allah. From our attention towards Jannah. From our attention towards our goal, the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Let us make a firm resolution. For that we need ilm. We will acquire ilm from ulama. For that we need tazkiyah. We will acquire tazkiyah from mashayikh. Ilm is the path and tazkiyah is the light. Without the path, even if you have light, you cannot walk. And if you have the path but it is dark, no light, you will not be able to walk. Ilm and tazkiyah. And we will face all challenges. And we will make sure that we are not distracted. We will make sure we are not distracted by these attractions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have beautified for people hubbu shahwat, love for pleasures, love for desires. And he has enumerated a few things from those. An-nisa, women. Wal-baneen, children. Wal-qanatirin muqantarati min al-dhahabi wal-fidda. Large heaps of gold and silver. Wanting to become wealthy. Wanting to become wealthy. Wal khairil musawwama. Beautiful, healthy horses. Wal anam, cattle. Wal harith, plantations, farms. What does Allah say? You are intoxicated by all these things. And for you, there is nothing more valuable than this. And for many of us, just one item from amongst these things. Maybe gold has become my objective. Silver has become your objective. Women has become somebody else's objective. Maybe only one woman has become the objective. One woman only. Cars has become somebody else's objective. Horse is somebody else's objective. Property is somebody else's objective. All these intoxications. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? All these intoxications that I have mentioned, plus the other intoxications which I have not mentioned. ذَلِكَ مَتَّعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are luxuries of this worldly life. These are paltry benefits, insignificant benefits of this worldly life. ذَلِكَ مَتَّعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Paltry benefits, insignificant benefits. They cannot even be called benefits. ذَلِكَ مَتَّعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Do not let your heart go towards these things. Why? Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. Because with Allah is the excellent return. Near Allah is the excellent return. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. Women, children, wealth, animals, cattle, horses, farms, bungalows, factories, worldly status, health, all these things, paltry benefits of this world. What waits you for in the hereafter is far more greater than what you have here. Even if you are able to accumulate the whole world. If you own the whole world, even then what waits for you in the hereafter is far more better. Dunya ki rang reliyon pe na jana e dil. Dunya ki rang reliyon pe na jana e dil. Oh my heart, do not incline towards the glitters of this world. The poet is very pious. He is saying, oh my heart, dunya ki rang reliyon pe na jana e dil. Do not incline towards the glitters of this world, towards the pleasures of this world, towards the unlawful desires of this world. Ye to khaza hai. Jo ba andaze bahar aayi hai. These worldly glitters are not glitters. These worldly glitters come to you in the form of spring, whereas in reality it is autumn. It is autumn disguised in spring. So it will seem very attractive at this moment, but at the time of death, in the grave, on the day of Qiyamah, if you look at the world that was attracting you, it will look like autumn. Wallahu indahu husnul ma'ab. What waits for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more greater than whatever attractions you see in this world. So give attention to that and control your base desires. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what waits for us in the hereafter. Qul أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَلِكُمْ. O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, shall I inform you of something that is better than all these things that I have mentioned? Women, children, wealth. Shall I inform you of that thing which is better, much more better than what I have mentioned? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. For those people who become muttaqi as a result of their ibadat. And what is ibadat? What is the meaning of ibadat? We have misunderstood the word ibadat. As far as ibadat is concerned, what is in our minds? To do good things is ibadat. No, to do good things is not ibadat. That is not the only ibadat. So what we find ourselves in, we perform salat, we give zakah, we perform hajj, we fast in the month of Ramadan, tilawat is there, zikr is there, nawafil is there, so many things we do. But what about the don'ts? What about the don'ts? Ibadah constitutes all the do's and all the don'ts. لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا Those people who carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts in the Rabbihim, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. For those people who adopt taqwa, who carry out all the do's and who abstain from all the don'ts, so who carry out ibadat, reach the status of taqwa and acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, is in the Rabbihim. For them, with their Rabb is Jannat, gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, under which rivers will flow. Jannat tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Only gardens, without mansions. No, with mansions. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةٍ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. Gardens under which rivers will flow. مَسَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. The condition of the jannat that is promised to the muttaqoon. Those people who carry out all the do's and who abstain from all the don'ts. As a result of ibadah, a person becomes muttaqi. And ibadah will come in one's life if tazkiyah is there. Because without tazkiyah, a person will not be able to carry out all the do's. And he will not be able to abstain from all the don'ts. Purification of the heart. From the inner ailments also. From hasad, a person stays away from hasad, jealousy. A person stays away from kibr, pride. A person stays away from excessive love for wealth. A person keeps away from loving somebody he should not love. Or loving somebody more than he should love. There is limit to everything. A person loves his children. It is permissible love. A person is rewarded. But he loves his children excessively, so much so that as a result of this love for his children, upon the demand of the children, he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The condition of the Jannah that has been promised to the Al-Muttaqoon. Fiha anharum mimma'in ghayri asin. In it are rivers of water which will never become contaminated. The freshness of that water will never come to an end. It will always remain fresh, clean. Wa anharum min labani lam yataghayyar ta'amuh. And rivers of pure milk. The taste of will never become foul. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ. And rivers of pure wine, which will be very, very tasty for those people who will consume it. And as a result of that wine, no headaches and no losing senses. لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ أَنْهَا يُنْزَفُونَ لَا يُسَدَّوُنَ أَنْهَا وَلَا يُنْزَفُونَ. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. And rivers of pure honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And for them in Jannah will be fruits of all types. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُ مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلَ. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them something to eat in Jannah, they will say, this is the same thing that we were given before. According to one tafsir, this is the same thing that we were given in dunya. This is the same banana that we were given in dunya. This is the same pomegranate that we were given in dunya. And according to another tafsir, this is the same thing that we were given in Jannah a few moments ago. كُلَّمَا رُزِقُ مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ الرِّزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in look it will be the same, but in taste it will be different. In look it will be the same, in taste it will be different. So what you're eating in Jannah today, you will eat the same thing tomorrow, but it will be more better in taste. And that same thing you will taste the day after, it will be more better in taste. And the same thing you will taste the day after, it will be more better in taste. La maqtu'atin wa la mamnu'ah. Whatever Allah will grant us in Jannah, Allah will never say, no, not today. Enough. Tomorrow. The mother gives the child out of love one chocolate, second chocolate, third chocolate, bas, not today, tomorrow. Bad for health. In Jannah, nothing bad for health. Allahu Akbar, nothing bad for health. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna lakum fil jannati an tasihhu fala tasqamu abada. In Jannah you will always remain healthy, never become sick. Wa inna lakum fil jannati an tahyu fala tamutu abada. In Jannah you will always live, you will never die. Wa inna lakum fil jannati an tashibbu fala tahrimu abada. In Jannah you will always remain young, you will never become old. Wa inna lakum fil jannati an tun'imu fala tay'asu abada. In Jannah you will always remain in comfort, you will never experience hardship. La maqtu'atin wa la mamnu'ah. The fruits and the ne'mats of Jannah will never come to an end. That the season of mango is gone, we have to wait for another year now. Season of lychee is gone, we have to wait for another year now. No, la maqtu'ah. La maqtu'ah. Wa la mamnu'ah. And no angel, no responsible person will say enough. Not today. Not now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was performing Salatul Kusuf. And whilst performing Salatul Kusuf, he stretched out his hand. He stretched out his hand as if he wanted to pick something, he wanted to take something. I will not go into the full detail of the hadith. So after Salat, the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi wa jama'in said that today in Salat, we saw you do something which we did not see you do before. You did two things in Salat, which we did not see you do before. Can you please explain? From amongst the two things, you reached out to pick something. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, when I stretched my hand out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed all the veils between me and Jannah. Whilst performing Salatul Kusuf, you were all behind me, Jannah was in front of me. And it was very near. And my gaze fell on a bunch of grapes. Bunch of grapes hanging. So he said, I stretched my hand out so that I am able to bring that bunch of grape and you are able to eat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no. Jannat is in Jannat. The name of Jannah in Jannat, not in the world. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, that if I was able to bring this bunch of grapes, then the world would have continued eating from this bunch until the day of Qiyamah. Why? La maqtu'a. La maqtu'a. It never comes to an end. Something eternal does not perish. And Jannat is eternal. Ne'mats of Jannat is eternal. So as soon as a person plucks one grape, immediately that grape will go in his stomach and that same grape will come here again. Because it is eternal, it cannot perish. It cannot perish. That same grape, it will satiate the person, but again the person will see that same grape on its place. So the whole world will come and continue eating the grapes, but it will remain as it was before. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My young friends, for these paltry benefits, for unlawful relationship with a girl who may forsake you in weeks, who may forsake you in months, who may forsake you in years. For this one attraction, this one attraction, you are sacrificing this whole Jannah.
Just for this intoxication of alcohol, intoxication of drug, you are sacrificing this jannat, this eternal jannat. Dahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Wa'adallahu al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. Allah has promised the mu'minin and the mu'minat. Jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. Khalidin wa masakina tayyibatan. Very, very beautiful homes. خالدين فيها. They will remain in it forever and ever. They will remain in it forever and ever. خالدين فيها. وأزواج مطهرة ورضوان من الله. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them pure clean wives. Pure clean wives. The Hurs of Jannah and also his wife of this world. And his wife will surpass every hur in beauty. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. His wife will surpass every hur in beauty. Wa azwajum mutahara. Allah will grant people in Jannah azwajum mutahara. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not favoring the male gender here. Why does Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continually mention hur, hur, hur for men? It is favoring the ladies. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weakness of man. And knowing the weakness of man, Allah feared that he will be disloyal to his wife. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continually gives this targheeb. That if you stay away from unlawful relationships and be loyal to your wife, azwajum mutahara are waiting for you in Jannah. Allah is favoring the ladies. By mentioning hurs over and over again, knowing our weaknesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is safeguarding the ladies. And He is encouraging the men folk to be loyal only to their wives. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُتَحَرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ And the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two things have been classed as the greatest favors of Jannah. One is the eternal pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and second, being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together all the people of Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah! First Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If our Shaykh says to us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, we feel so happy that it is the dua of my Shaykh. Dua of my Shaykh. Allah will definitely accept and He will grant me salamati. He will grant me rahmah. And He will grant me barakah because my Shaykh is pious. So imagine Allah Himself saying to the people of Jannah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When the Shaykh says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it means may Allah give you peace. May Allah give you rahmah. May Allah give you barakah. It is insha, it is dua. And when Allah says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, it is not insha, because He does not make dua to anybody. So when the Shaykh says, may the peace of Allah be up, may Allah give you peace, may Allah give you rahmah. But when Allah says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, it is khabar that the peace of Allah is upon you, and the rahmat of Allah is upon you, and the barakat of Allah is upon you. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O the people of Jannah. Over and over again Allah will speak to us. Allahu Akbar. Allah will speak to us. There is a riwayah, long riwayah, which time does not permit me to go into. There is a riwayah, a hadith of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein He says that once a week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give each and every individual of Jannah the opportunity to talk to Him personally. Once a week. Allah will give each and every Jannati, the opportunity to communicate with him. My friends, these blessings are waiting for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in this world, don't go here, don't go here, don't touch this, don't eat this, don't do this. Majority of the things Allah has made permissible. It's only minority that are impermissible. And why? Because they are harmful for us. That is why he said don't. They are harmful for us. Honey is not harmful. So Allah said consume as much as you want. Wine is harmful. So Allah said don't. Harmful for us. And as far as certain things are concerned, Allah has put a limit that only up to this. One wife, two wives, three wives, four wives. If you are able to fulfill all their rights, that is as far as you go. Not fifth, not sixth. Certain favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limited us. It's like a mother who is preparing a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon. And her son comes into the home at about 10 o'clock. 2-3 hours before the barbecue, and he says, Mom, I'm very hungry. So what does the mom say? Not now. Not now. Why? Because something better is coming. If you eat now, you will not be able to enjoy the better food at 1 o'clock. So she says, not now. He says, no, but I'm very hungry. I'm very hungry. Give me food. So if he insists, then the mother will give him only a small half sandwich. Maybe a cup of tea with one or two samosas. And he says, no, I'm very hungry. Two is not sufficient. Mom will say, no, only two. Why? She does not have feeling for the child. She has feeling for the child. What she wants the child to do is to control his nafs at 10 o'clock so that he is able to enjoy at 1 o'clock. Allah will open all the doors for us in Jannah. All doors of pleasures. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. For you in Jannah will be that which you desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّوْنَ. In Jannah will be for you that you ask for. نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. You will be the guest and Ghafoorur Rahim will be your host. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, the people of Jannah. Just imagine the Allah's words coming in our ears. How enjoyable it will be when Allah will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah. Ya Ahl al-Jannah. So we will say, when Allah will say, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, we will say, Labbaik. Labbaik ya Rabbana wa sa'daik. Wal khayru kulluhu biyadaik. Labbaika ya Rabbana wa sa. We are at your service, O our Rabb. Yes, we are listening to you. And it is an honor for us that you are talking to us. And every goodness is in your control. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Araditum? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is why he will call us. Ya Ahl al-Jannah. Araditum? Are you happy? So we will say, Malana la narda ya Rabbana. What reason do we have for not being happy, O our Rabb? Waqad ataitana malam tuti ahadam min khalqik. When you have given us what you have not given to anybody. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Mufti Sahib will be on a higher level in Jannah. I will be at a lower level in Jannah. So my ne'mat will be lower, Mufti Sahib's ne'mat will be higher. But when the two of us will sit together, despite being in lower ne'mat, I will feel that I am in more better ne'mat than Mufti Sahib. To keep me happy, Allah, this is what Allah will do. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to make the Jannati happy, then sometimes the thought will change. Oh, look at the clothes of Mufti Sahib. And look at my clothes. And immediately, his clothes will become better than Mufti Sahib's. Then Mufti Sahib will say his clothes. So his clothes will change and become better. And this will continue. Good clothes, according to wishes. Allahu Akbar. Everything automatic. Extra automatic. So much enjoyment. The sacrifice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from us is nothing, nothing for all this. To pass GCSE and to pass A levels, how much sacrifice do we give? Huh? We don't sleep much. Mom says, breakfast is ready. No, very hard exam today. No, I'll eat after I come back. We give sacrifices. Can we not give sacrifices for this great Jannah? Malana la narda ya Rabbana. Oh, our Rabb, what excuse do we have for not being happy? What reason is there that you have given us more than whatever you have given to anybody else? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَفَلَا أَوْتِيكُمْ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Shall I not give you something which is more better than everything that I have given you so far? So we will say, فَمَا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ يَا رَبَّنَا. What can be more better than whatever you have given us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us only opportunity to hear these words from our Rabb. May He become happy with us today. Let us turn to Allah with our hearts and let us repent sincerely and say to Allah that, oh Allah, enough is enough. We are leaving our past behind us, and from today you will see nothing but obedience to you. You will see nothing but obedience to you. You will see nothing but obedience to you. And if you fail, you will see immediate tawbah. Immediately become happy with us. And Allah will immediately become happy with us. Uhillu alaykum ridwani. I am making a promise to you of eternal pleasure. I am making this announcement to you. Fala askhatu alaykum ba'dahu abada. I will never become unhappy. Do whatever you want to. I will never become unhappy. So there will be no fear. In this world, fear. Allah may become unhappy. Allah may become unhappy. Allah may become unhappy. I may become sick. This might happen. This might happen. Nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will again say, Ya ahlal Jannah, O the people of Jannah, azidukum shay'an. Shall I give you something else? So the people will say, Ya Rabbana, O our Rabb, what more can you give us? You have given us so many favors. And you have given us your eternal pleasure. You have made a promise that you will never become unhappy. What can be more greater than that? Waridwanum min Allahi Akbar. Allah says that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing. Alam tubayyid wujuhana, have you not enlightened our faces? Alam tudkhilna al-jannah wa tunajjina min an-nar? Have you not granted us entry into Jannah? Have you not given us safety from Jahannam? Alam kada, have you not given us this? Have you not? Everybody will say whatever they want to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, there is still one great favor left. And I will introduce this great favor today, and that great favor will continue. Fayakshiful hijab. Hijab. Allah will remove the curtain. The curtain that will lie between Him and our eyes. And we will be able to observe Allah with our own eyes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Ahle Jannat would not have been given anything, any ni'mat, any blessing more greater than this ni'mat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified so many things in this world that attract us. If they attract us, then remaining within shari'i limits, use them. And be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have to make sure that these attractions do not distract us from our main goal. They do not attract us to the extent that we leave the boundary of sharia. We make Allah unhappy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, قُلَ أُنَبِّيُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. I have prepared far more greater things for you in the hereafter than these things that are attracting you and that are distracting you. Far more greater things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give these things to who? Those people who become muttaqi. Those people who become muttaqi. As a result of tazkiyah, whose hearts become so powerful that they are able to carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts, and if they slip, they are able to repent immediately. And who are these servants? What are their certain qualities? Allah mentions, Alladhina yaqulun. Certain quality number one. They say, Innana amanna. O our Rabb, we have accepted Iman and we have made a firm resolution to remain on Iman until we breathe our last. Faghfir lana dhunubana. Forgive our sins. Waqina adhab an-nar. And save us from the fire of Jahannam. That is their first quality. That they are humble. And they continually say to Allah, O Allah, we are mu'mineen, we have accepted Iman. Accept our Iman and forgive our sins and save us from the fire of Jahannam. They continually do this. As soon as a person reaches the stage of this high taqwa, then this will automatically come in his life. Number two, wassabirin. He becomes the embodiment of sabr. Sabr. And what is sabr? Sabr means to remain steadfast. So he remains steadfast on the do's. He remains steadfast when he has to abstain from the don'ts. And he remains steadfast when struck with calamities. Three types of sabr. As-sabirin. Another quality of these muttaqin who will be granted this great jannah is as-sadiqin. They are truthful. They are truthful in their aqeedah. They are truthful in their iman and aqeedah, so they are safe from nifaq and hypocrisy. They are truthful in their speech and they never lie. They are truthful in their intentions. They are truthful in their intentions. So whenever they do something, they do it only for the pleasure of Allah. And they are truthful in their actions. So they carry out actions according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, they exert every effort. If somebody is not truthful in his action, he will not give 100%. If I employ Maulana Muhammad Ali Sahib for 2 hours, if he is truthful in his action, he will give his 100%. So they are truthful in their aqaid. They are truthful in their speech. They are truthful in their intentions. And they are truthful in their amal. As-sabirin wa as-sadiqin. Wal-qanitin. They are totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-munfiqin. They spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am concluding now. But here I would like to emphasize to my young friends. Wal-munfiqin. Because the older generation, alhamdulillah, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my observation is that majority of the young generation do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we run a very large institute, so we are aware of the income. Is it coming from the older generation or is it coming from the younger generation? Younger generation, they leave it to the older generation to spend. Younger generation have so many expenses of their own that they can hardly meet their expenses. They waste too much money. So they have no money to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give your zakah regularly. Give your qurbani regularly if it is wajib upon you. Give sadaqatul fitr if it is wajib upon you. Give zakah if it is farz upon you. And other than the compulsory spending in the path of Allah, spend lillah also. Give lillah also. And the method is, start with 1%. That I will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will contribute in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 1% of all my income. So if my wages is 500 pounds per week, I will give 5 pounds in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillah. And be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this tawfiq. And slowly, 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 slowly increase this. 1% to 2%, 2% to 3%, 3% to 4%. Your money will not decrease. Ma naqasat sadaqatum min malin. Sadaqah, charity, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not decrease wealth. It increases wealth. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر. Shaitan promises you poverty. If you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will become poor. You are hardly meeting your expenses. How will you survive? I want to give £5 regularly to this charitable cause, but I can't afford it. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And Shaitan orders you to do shameless things. Shameless things. He does not let you spend where you are supposed to spend. He makes you stingy. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And Allah makes two promises. Allah makes promise number one, if you spend in my path, I will forgive your sins and I will make your akhirat better. And number two, وَفَضْلًا, I will give you manifold. I will return your money manifold. If you spend £1, I will return that £1 with manifold. I will return £2, £5, £10, £15. I will give you barakah in future. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah's treasures are very vast. Badiru bis sadaqah. Give sadaqah. Give sadaqah. Quickly, quickly. Give sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Badiru bis. Fa innal bala'a la yatakhattaha. Because when calamities come, then sadaqah becomes a wall between you and the calamity. Sadaqah will not let calamities come near you. This is in this world. And in the hereafter, inna sadaqata tudfi'u ghadaba ar-rabb wa tadfa'u meetata su. Sadaqa repels and removes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it repels and removes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no calamities will come in this world. No calamities will come at the time of death. No calamities will come in the grave. No calamities will come on the day of Qiyamah. And it repels and it removes, it moves away a bad death. So the person who continually gives in charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him husne khatima. So another quality of these people is wal munfiqeen, they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another quality is wal mustaghfireen bil ashar, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness at the time of suhoor. Wal mustaghfireen bil ashar, that means they wake up for tahajjud, they perform tahajjud, but despite performing tahajjud, their level has reached that level of taqwa, they have reached that level of taqwa whereby the tazkiyah has taken place, so they don't feel proud at the time of suhoor. Instead, out of humbleness, they say, oh Allah, I could not fulfill the right of your ibadat, forgive me. Wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. So friends, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, we will not let attractions distract us from the straight path. And in order to do that, we have to oppose our nafs. Oppose our nafs. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, Jannat is only two steps away. It's not far. It's very easy. Just two steps. Just two steps. If you want to go home from here, you have to take so many steps. If you want to go to the shop, so Jannat is only two steps away. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, take the first step and put it on your nafs. And with that first step, control your nafs. Keep your nafs under control. So when you keep your nafs under control, then attractions will not distract you from your goal. So first step is on your nafs, the second step will be in Jannah, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this month of Ramadan for this very purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been made compulsory upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just as it was made compulsory upon the people before you. La'allakum tattaqoon, so that you may become muttaqi servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 22, 23 days of this season of becoming muttaqi has passed. We have only 6-7 more days. Let us strive. Let us give everything to this Ramadan so that before the crescent of Eid is sighted, we are also included in the list of the muttaqi servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'awana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa la'aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا
وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك. اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك. اللهم اجعلنا من اهل القران. اللهم اجعلنا من اهل القران. اللهم اجعلنا من اهل القران. اللهم اجعلنا من اهلك وخاصتك. اللهم اجعلنا من اهلك وخاصتك. اللهم اجعلنا من اهلك وخاصتك. لا اله الا الله، نستغفر الله، نسالك الجنه ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم عاتق رقابنا من النار. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاي شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاي شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاي شهر رمضان. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا مهروما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما. إلهنا نخنا مطايانا ببابك، فلا تردنا خائبين، فلا تردنا خائبين، فلا تردنا خائبين. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مغفورا، وتفرقنا بعده تفرقا معزوبا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمالنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله، ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء، وبرد العيش بعد الموت، ولذة النظر إلى وجهك. اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك. اللهم إنا نسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك الشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك الشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة ومن فتنة مضلة. اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا، أتمم لنا نورنا، أتمم لنا نورنا، واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, shower your mercies upon us. O the most forgiving one, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. O the most forgiving one, forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our brothers, sisters, relatives. Forgive the sins of our friends and associates. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, forgive our sins. O Arham Ar-Rahimeen, we make tawbah.
With regret, we make a firm resolution not to go near any sin from today. Or Hamurrahimin, accept our Tawbah. Accept our Tawbah. Or Hamurrahimin, grant us steadfastness on our Tawbah. Or Hamurrahimin, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us steadfast on Iman. Or Hamurrahimin, when you take us from this world, take us with Iman. Or Hamurrahimin, grant us Husn-e Khatima. Grant us Husn-e Khatima. Grant us Husn-e Khatima. Or Hamurrahimin, take us from this world when you are extremely happy with us. O Arhamurrahimeen, enlighten our hearts with your love. Enlighten our hearts with your recognition. Enlighten our hearts with your remembrance. O Arhamurrahimeen, enlighten our hearts with good qualities. O Arhamurrahimeen, enlighten our hearts with the love for your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamurrahimeen, save us from every calamity of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us every good of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamurrahimeen, save us from the horrors save us from the punishment of the grave, and save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamurrahimeen, make the reckoning easy for us. O Arhamurrahimeen, make the reckoning easy for us. Make the reckoning easy for us. Grant us our book of deeds in our right hands. O Arhamurrahimeen, make Pul Sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamurrahimeen, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from your anger and your wrath. O Arhamurrahimeen, save us from the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us entering into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us entering into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us your pleasure. Honor us with your eternal pleasure. O Arhamurrahimeen, honor us with your eternal pleasure. Honor us with your eternal pleasure. O Arhamurrahimeen, accept our itikaf. O Arhamurrahimeen, accept our fasting. Accept our tilawat. Accept our taraweeh. Accept our ibadat. O Arhamurrahimeen, O Arhamurrahimeen, O Arhamurrahimeen. None of our ibadat reaches that quality which is pleasurable to you. O Arhamurrahimeen, forgive our shortcomings. Forgive our shortcomings. Forgive our shortcomings. Ilaha al-Alamin, remove all the shortcomings in our ibadat. And O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us acceptance. O Arhamurrahimeen, you have made this month of Ramadan to make us muttaqi. O Arhamurrahimeen, make us your muttaqi servants. Make us your muttaqi servants. Make us your muttaqi servants. O Arhamurrahimeen, enlighten our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Enlighten our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Enlighten our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Ilaha al-Alamin, grant us hidayat. Ilaha al-Alamin, grant us the tawfiq to carry out all the do's. And grant us the tawfiq to abstain from all the don'ts. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to have the concern for our tazkiyah. O Arhamurrahimeen, O Arhamurrahimeen, O Arhamurrahimeen, purify our souls. Purify our hearts. Purify our souls. Purify our hearts. Purify our souls. Purify our hearts. O Arhamurrahimeen, purify our souls, our hearts from debasing qualities. And O Arhamurrahimeen, adorn our hearts with good qualities, praiseworthy qualities. O Arhamurrahimeen, O Arhamurrahimeen, O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to follow the deen. Grant us the tawfiq to teach deen to others. And O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us the tawfiq. Grant us the tawfiq to continue until we breathe our last. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us zeal for ilm. Grant us respect for the ulama, for the institutions of ilm. And O Arhamurrahimeen, grant us every khair of this world and the hereafter. Save us from every shar of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamurrahimeen, all the brothers and sisters who have requested us to make dua for them or who expect us to make dua for them, Ilaha al-Alamin, grant them and the whole ummah the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter, and save them from the calamities of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamurrahimeen, forgive our deceased. Forgive our deceased. Forgive our deceased. O Allah, make them worthy of Jannah in this blessed month. Make them worthy of Jannah in this blessed month. O Arhamurrahimeen, from amongst our parents, our teachers, our mashayikh, whoever is still alive, O Arhamurrahimeen, lengthen their shadow upon us. O Arhamurrahimeen, grant them barakah in their health. Grant them barakah in their ibadah. Grant them barakah in their taqwa. Grant them barakah in their ilm. O Arhamurrahimeen, raise them to the status of wilayah and siddiqiyah. And O Arhamurrahimeen, grant them husne khatima. O Arhamurrahimeen, make us worthy of their attention and of their prayers. And O Arhamurrahimeen,
from amongst our parents, our mashayikh, and our asatiza, our teachers, our associates, those people who have left this world, elevate their status in Jannatul Firdaus. Grant them the company of the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimin, every good which your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. Every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, grant us refuge from it. O Allah, have mercy upon the ummah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us all acceptance. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمته